Tax day is looming, April 15th. And Steve, I don't know about you, but I am among those scrambling to gather receipts, W-2s, and other
Oh,
documents.
no. You can wait another, weeks and weeks, more than a month before you get started with that.
Weeks and weeks before I have to start thinking about my tax extension. But whenever you do get around to it, there's plenty of software out there to help figure out how much you owe to Uncle Sam or how much Uncle Sam owes you. For more about helpful tax technologies, we reached Toby Stanger. She's a senior editor for personal finance for Consumer Reports. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
With many people preparing taxes on their own now, because of course they have all these tools, where does one go though to start? Where do you go to even find out what's out there?
Well, if you expect to have adjusted gross income of $57,000 or less, the easiest thing to do is to go to the IRS website, and they have a free section called Free File, and you can prepare and file your federal income taxes for free with one of 15 companies that has signed up with Free File. So you go to IRS, you click on Free File. If you think you're going to be have an adjusted gross income that's greater than that, you can use a search engine and just type in tax preparation, and a number of names should come up. One that everybody might know is TurboTax. H&R Block has its own online version, and TaxAct is a good one because everybody can file their federal return for free.
Give us some examples of the best and most helpful online tools.
Some of the tools that are quite interesting are charitable deduction trackers. There's something called It's Deductible. It's with TurboTax, but you can also use it online even if you don't use TurboTax. If you have receipts throughout the year, there's something called Shoebox. You actually send them your receipts, and they scan the documents for you and upload it so that you can then download it into your tax software or use it however you want.
In the last couple of years, we've been hearing about a rise in identity theft related to online filing, such as using someone's name and Social Security to steal their refund check. What about these tax prep sites? Do they make one more vulnerable to identity theft?
Well, they say they use bank-level security encryption. If you're comfortable with online banking, you can be comfortable filing your taxes online. If you find that you have trouble getting your refund because the IRS tells you that somebody else took it, you should definitely contact the IRS right away. If it were earlier in the season, I would say that filing early can help, because what identity thieves are doing is they're taking advantage of people who haven't yet filed. So for next year, file early so that you wouldn't be vulnerable in that way.
So what do you use?
I use TurboTax, and I do itemize my deductions. I use Mint, which is an online product that is free, and I can sort out my charitable deductions that way. There are other online products that do the same thing.
What other tips do you have for those who are willing to do it themselves and go online that'll make it easier for them to file?
Well, if you have mobile phone technology, there are apps to file 1040EZ, which is the simple, very simple form, through TurboTax or H&R Block at home. You can photograph your W-2 from your smartphone, and it will import your information directly into your 1040EZ. And it goes right up into your return, and then you can file it directly from your smartphone, or you can go online and do it.
In the end, how would you judge these new online technologies? Are they, in fact, making it easier for individuals to prepare and file their tax returns?
Well, Consumer Reports hasn't tested all of these, but just from my looking at them in general, there's a lot that's out there to make tax preparation easier, more efficient, less scary. And people should take advantage of it and not be afraid to try doing it yourself, because you could save yourself $200, $600. It's worth trying. And you can try it for free. So what the heck?
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
Toby Stanger is a personal finance editor for Consumer Reports. For more tools and tips on filing your taxes, you can go to npr.org.